for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, codependent, rescuer, underminer.
Extraordinaire.
He wears all those hats. The Bravery is in studio tonight.
Yes, I do.
John Conway, Michael Zakarin in here, both from the band. And let's see, a couple things. We'll hear something off their debut CD, which is coincidentally called The Bravery. They're going to be playing the Inland Invasion, which is coming up. Huge, huge K-Rock event this Saturday. Drew's going to be there.
I'm going to go, yeah.
Drew calls it the best concert of the year.
It is. Well, the Acoustic Christmas is the best concert of the year, but it's the best outdoor concert, for sure.
Oh, yeah?
For sure, yep.
And Drew, that's a haul for you.
Yes, I know, and I don't like concerts.
You don't like concerts, you don't like people, you don't like kids,
like people,
you don't like rock
like kids,
music, you don't
like
the outdoors, you don't like driving.
I don't like driving 80 miles to get, I don't like that.
Fah.
I say fah to all that.
Drew says fah.
But I go to this.
He does.
Yeah, I do.
Every year.
Mm-hmm.
Drops a tab of peyote.
Mm-hmm.
Lets his freak flag fly.
That's how I get well.
Kicks the hacky sack around. Gets nude. Rolls in the mud. It's going to be awesome. Who else is on the bill? Do you guys know?
Oasis.
Oasis is on, yeah.
Ooh.
Maybe Block Party.
That's good.
I think.
Garbage, Live.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, 311.
I gotta go to this.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a great
the
bill.
The Bravery.
It's the best outdoor concert of the year.
Wow, that's,
the most
that's what I hear. So says Dr. Drew.
That's right.
Madness.
Well, I'm trying to think. Well, Garbage, yeah, that'd be a great band to see.
As, Cake, as, your buddies.
Oh, Cake's gonna be there.
Madness.
Madness, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta get out there. Has Oasis been playing? Have they been like
out and about?
They took a little time off, right?
Yeah, we just did a couple of festivals in Europe, and they played a few of them.
Yeah, they're back on a full tour.
How are the Gallagher brothers hanging together?
I didn't see them eat together.
No, they were eating separately at the festivals. Yeah, we get along with Liam. We don't know Noel. We never met him before, but Liam, we get along with.
Maybe as you know, as you get a little older and the testosterone production goes down a little, and you get the higher levels of circulating estrogen in your body, I think you mellow out a little bit.
Oh my, yes.
Yeah, I mean, we've had guys who've come in here from bands when they were like 25, 26.
Before, to be fair, that's pot and brain damage.
Pot and brain damage, but we see them later. You see them like 7 million metric tons of weed later. Right. And seven years
docile.
And a couple of rest, and all of a sudden they're just docile. They're like old prize fighters. Hey, James, how you doing? Just sitting around looking at the ground. Yeah, yeah. All right, so we're going to hear something off the CD tonight.
I really don't.
A hermit.
Yeah. Also, the Bravery is going to be doing my dear friend's show, Carson Daly, on September 22nd. You guys have done his show, I imagine, before.
I don't know.
This is our first time.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. It was great.
Oh, wait a minute. What am I looking at? September 20. Wait, you did it already?
No, you've taped it already.
Oh, you taped it. Oh, okay. All right. Nah, who cares?
Listen,
people, we're not even here right now.
We just suspect it's going to be really good.
when you get there.
Really,
it's going to be awesome. All right. And also going to be playing, let's see. So the Inland Invasion's at the Glen Helen Hyundai Pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
And also the guys are going to be at the Avalon in Hollywood on October 16th, which is Saturday, Friday, what are we, the 14th?
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Turn it
gotta
off
fix
when
the
you
mic.
Do that.
Yeah. All right. Anderson is such a soothing voice. Turn it off when you move the mic. And then he waits for me and he goes, yeah.
That's right.
That's right. What are you making, a porn film or engineering a show?
What's that?
Ryan? I think he just swallowed his pride. Ryan? We're off to an awesome start.
Hello.
There we are.
What's up?
Yeah. Hey.
26, what's up?
I had a question. I had my PA done about 3 years ago.
Prince Albert?
Mm. Yeah.
Through
and my boyfriend didn't like it, so I took it out about 9 months ago. but it hasn't closed up yet. So like I'm still like peeing out of both holes.
Nice.
And he's like complaining that there's a funny smell coming from it.
Ooh, is there
action?
Could be.
So I was just wondering, like, what could be causing that, and why it hasn't started to close up yet.
Well, maybe it's infected. That's kind of scary. That can be pretty serious, actually.
It doesn't need to ever close up, does
it? No, it doesn't have to.
Well, I mean, you see people walking around, you can see where they have a hole in the earring and their, you know, nose or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
it may not close up. But, boy, I would see a urologist right away to make sure there's not something in there up inside that's growing, getting infected.
Because it doesn't hurt or anything.
Well, that's a good sign, but I still would have somebody take a look at it who knows what they're doing.
Well, how much, couldn't you tell them? Wouldn't pus come out or something?
Usually, and it would hurt, but again, it smells, it's a bad sign.
If I had that hole, I wouldn't block it up or anything. I would just clog up the urethra and pee out of that hole. You know what I mean?
It's
underneath
the penis.
The other way.
Like, it smells more so, like he says, like after I've worked out. After I come back from the gym, it smells a little more like if I've been sweating.
All right, well, the smell from infection is anaerobic bacteria, and that's what grows, that what tends to proliferate during a workout.
Well, doesn't everyone's area smell after the gym?
Absolutely. But,
I mean, after a shower?
And in that little hole that's moist, that's away from the air, yes, things can grow in there, but still.
Wait a second. You take a shower and it still smells?
No, not after a shower or anything.
Okay,
just like after.
Hold on, you idiot. Wait, hold on. He's like, my junk smells. I think I got an infection. And then it smells more after a good workout. Well, no S, Sherlock.
Right.
Of course it smells more. You mean after you work out, but then you take a shower? No. Just after I work out.
Yeah.
These guys are geniuses.
Yes.
Whose junk doesn't smell after a workout?
I know, but maybe he's getting right down there at the toot suite.
Well, don't blow the guy after he's just been in the... spinning class. I was trying to think of a good gay aerobic activity. You know what I mean? I didn't want to say pump and iron because I had to fem it up. Yeah. You know, after your jazzercise class, you know, you got the leg warmers up there. You're wearing the dolphin shorts. You know what I mean? Matching pastel headband and sweatbands, you know.
I have an idea now.
This is bogus.
Wait.
This is bogus.
These guys ought to get like sequential sort of PA type things and then have an instrument.
Oh, they could play literal skin flute.
Literally
a skin flute. Here's what I would do.
Sort of a skin recorder.
If I had that hole, because the toughest...
A recorder.
Yeah, okay. Well, Drew, people... I think a recorder's in the flute family, is
clarinet,
it not?
Clarinet.
Is a recorder's a flute, isn't it? You know, it's like a blue jay and a dove are both birds.
Yeah.
Wow, that's heavy.
Oh, this is getting heavy. This whole conversation's heavy. I just think the toot suite idea is just incredible.
Well, look, when people say flute, they think flute, you know. They don't think Ian Anderson.
Yeah.
They don't think tall, baby.
Right.
They think recorder. Here's my point. My point is if I had that hole in the bottom of my penis, I would leave it alone. When I got up in the morning with that boner, I would just clog the urethra and whiz straight down.
Into the
90 degrees.
Right into the sink.
Well, I would do it in the sink, but normal people do it in the toilet. You know what I mean? The boner's going straight out. You block off the end. The whiz makes a 90. Pow! Straight down in the toilet. Yeah, it's just it's literally going straight down. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Good times.
All right. Ryan angers
me.
I don't know why.
No.
Samantha?
Hello.
You're 20?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I'm going to Rome out of the country in 2 weeks, and I have problems with anxiety, and I've been diagnosed with depression like 3 times.
See, that could be our good who's on first bit. Where are you going? To Rome. I know you're going to Rome, but where? Just Rome. To Rome. You see what I'm saying?
I see. Yes.
You could pick enough countries out there, and you could get a good who's on first bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's work on it.
All right.
Hungry.
Write that down. Samantha?
Hello. Yeah.
So what's your question? You've had professional advice. You've been told to take treatment. Now what's going on?
All right. Well, I was on Zoloft for like 3 months, probably like I stopped being on it like 3 months ago because it started to like mess up my life. I couldn't wake up in the morning and stuff.
Okay.
I smoke weed like on a regular basis every day because it calms me down.
Well, that's why you have the depression and anxiety.
Second country be Hungary.
Ooh.
I'm going to Rome, Hungary. All right. So why don't you eat something and find a destination? You see what I'm saying? It's a good who's on first bit. We can work it out, fellas.
Get the beats
down. Iran. Do it, you know, maybe at your concert.
Marijuana eventually, when people use it daily, it eventually causes marijuana and anxiety and panic, ultimately, and agoraphobia.
But I've had, like, even before I smoked, I've always been depressed, like, ever since
if it were a good treatment for depression, we would suggest it. But everyone who becomes an addict uses drugs initially to feel better. That's why they take drugs. And as long as you smoke pot, your depression, anxiety is completely, completely untreatable. Impossible.
Why are you going to Rome?
I'm studying abroad for 3 months.
This is not going to be a pretty thing for you.
Wow. You're 20. Are you paying for this? Who's paying for this?
No, my parents are.
Wow. That's a good
parents. But I work on my own as well. I live with them.
All right.
You don't pay. Not paying one penny of this, though.
Well, that's good.
Well,
that's good parenting.
I have loans that I'll pay when I graduate, but they're paying for like half of it right now.
Okay, are you good to your parents?
Yeah, I'm really good. I get good grades and everything.
Okay.
Well,
I
want to know, like, when I go over there, I'm not going to be like smoking, and so I know my anxiety is
It's going to be bad. You're going to get very seriously depressed.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Drew? See a doctor?
Well, you need to talk to a psychiatrist who's used to dealing with addiction problems.
I've seen, like, three of them, though. Who's
used to dealing with addiction. It's a little bit of a different approach. And you're going to have somebody talk to you about this, because there's actually a high incidence of suicidality for about 6 months after people stop smoking pot regularly when they're already depressed.
All right. Okay. Hey, but good times, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Some of my other countries I've figured out. Iran would be good.
Oh.
Greece. Turkey.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
where are you going? I'm going to Rome. Then Get to Turkey. I don't care what you're eating. Tell me where you're going. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's hysterical. Hysterical.
Well, we work the beats out. Obviously, this is loose. We're just throwing it up, seeing what sticks. But I think we got a pretty good shell
good concept,
of an idea
good
here.
Concept.
Pretty strong concept. It's better than
who's
I don't know who's playing center field. I don't know. You know what I mean? That doesn't make sense. These are all countries people have heard of. Speaking of countries, time to play a little something called Germany or Florida.
I'm sure these guys have been to both places.
You guys have been to Germany and Florida, yeah?
Yeah, I've done a few tours in Germany.
So you know all the bizarre stories emanate from either Germany or Florida. And I'm not just talking about, you know, I'm not talking about bank robbers and stuff. I'm just talking about the guys that, you know, cut their toes off and fry them up and eat them and do just the macabre and the occult. So here's how it works. They call in, they tell us a story, and then we have to guess. Is it Germany or Florida? I'd like to hear the theme song, yeah.
Is it Germany
Florida?
Hey! Germany or Florida? Let's find out.
Thank you, David Alger.
Yeah, big crescendo.
That's a good song. I like that.
Put that woofabout down.
That's David Alan Greer. Eric?
Good day, Adam and Dr. Drew.
I said good day. Now, thanks for humming along to the theme. Go ahead and give us your Germany or Florida,
good
please.
Day, the bravery. Welcome tonight.
Thank you.
Germany or Florida. Let's go. You ready, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's get it on, shall we?
Yeah, let's go, baby. See, now you know how I feel.
Break it down.
Let's go. All let's right. get it on. Let's break it down.
Let's go. Let's break it down. All right. A mother concerned about what she considers pornography in her daughter's reading assignment wants the book banned. The mother plans to submit a written complaint today focusing on two passages in the book. The mother's complaint focuses on two passages. One describes an oral sex encounter between the main character and her male cousin. The other describes the main character's sexual fantasies as she grows toward puberty. Germany or Florida?
Well, in Germany, that stuff is included in the See Dick Run.
Yeah.
I mean, that starts in first grade.
The weird sexual
stuff?
Yeah,
of course.
Really?
See Jane.
Yeah, well, they have a strange sexual appetite over there. And we'll say this.
And we know our country's going through a whole thing about this.
Well, we get weird pretty easily on that stuff.
On the other hand,
I feel like they're less likely to complain about it.
The Germans?
Germany, maybe.
Well,
that's what I'm
thinking.
That's a very interesting point. Yeah, there would be more, it'd just be more part of the social fabric and not raise as many eyebrows. So we're, for that reason, you're thinking Florida.
I'd lean towards Florida.
All right. All right.
I'm thinking Florida.
Florida? Michael?
I don't see how it could be Germany, but it may be just a really good Germany.
I'm going to go with John and go Florida. It's good reason.
Okay. All right. So we're all Florida on this one, yeah?
Yeah.
Eric, we're all going for quiet down.
Actually, it's Mobile, Alabama. I'm just kidding, guys. It's It's Florida.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, question for the bravery. When are you guys coming out toward Virginia? Are you guys coming anytime soon?
Yeah, I think we're coming to Virginia, I think this month.
Are you coming to Norfolk or Virginia Beach, you know?
We're not sure exactly. We're just, we're starting now. We're 3 days into, like, 2 months.
Two and a half months U.S. tour. I think we're definitely coming to Virginia either this month or next, for sure.
Who are you guys touring with?
We're taking on a band from England called Maximo Park.
Okay.
And, by that time, it might be International Noise Conspiracy. Yeah.
If you guys, if you want to just go to their website,
www.bravery.com,
it's there.
Yeah, go there. Okay. It should have the tour lineup, right? It should have the schedule.
We've got that and so much more.
Yeah, pictures.
Oh, pictures.
Lots of pictures.
Drew, you want to do some business?
Yes, because Eric reminded me. I was thinking, boy, Eric's going to win tonight. Isn't that nice?
Eric?
Everyone that gets on the air that's 18 years or older, which will include Eric, will get 2 tickets to see Crywolf. And this is about a group of students who sort of create an online murder fantasy that comes to life. Imagine that.
Wow.
And everyone who wins tickets also qualifies to win a ticket to see Block Party anywhere they're playing in Europe.
Ooh.
This Friday, opens everywhere. You Lie, You Die, Cry Wolf in theaters.
Yeah. It's, you know, I could go through the European schedule there and probably work my Who's On First business out with that Block Party.
I saw Dusseldorf. Schedule. I don't know if that fits.
Dusseldorf? She's got to mean something. All right, let's keep on keeping on and speak to Christina, who's 19. Christina?
Hello?
What's up?
Nothing much. How are you?
Oh, nothing. You're calling from La Cañada?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I used to live in La Crescenta.
It's a lot different.
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious? Do you go to CB?
No.
I was an adult. But chronologically, I lived with three guys. My La Crescenta is like La Cañada's retarded cousin who did a little bit of time.
And a lot of coke.
Yeah.
Or speed, really. A lot of speed.
What La Cañada is it's not the cousin that was born retarded. It's the one that did one too many rails of crank and then had a small aneurysm and has a little paralysis on its right side. Hard to tell if they lost anything mentally because he never was very smart. That's what La Crescenta is to La Cañada. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
So effing amazing. Thank you.
Okay.
What's up, baby doll? All right, go ahead.
Okay. I have an intense fear of people touching me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if there was some, like, medical condition of, like, what's that called or why that is.
Is there anything about your history we need to know? Have there been any traumas around being touched or beaten or dropped or anything like
not
that?
Not that I know of. I was never, like, sexually abused or anything like that.
You have no recurring dreams of anything?
No.
How about just the percentage of people? There's just a certain amount of people on the planet that just have a foible or phobia or whatever it is, and they just don't like being touched, or they don't like being looked at, or they freaked out about the doctor, they don't like airplanes, you know?
Yeah, that's a sort of constitutional thing.
Well, think all the people that don't like flying or don't like whatever, but they've never been in a plane crash, and their dad wasn't a pilot.
But those people, I mean, you can sort of look at those people and see characteristics of anxiety disorders and things and control issues, that kind of stuff. And so, Christina... describe to me what it is you're afraid of when you get touched.
I don't know if I'm afraid of anything specific. It just, like, makes me sick inside. Like, I get
any kind of any kind of touch.
If someone's touching me, yeah. Like, I can touch other people.
So if you brush up against somebody walking in line at McDonald's, you want to vomit.
Yeah.
Are you virgin?
No.
Well, how'd that work out?
How do you tolerate that?
I was extremely intoxicated.
Mm. Do you have a boyfriend?
Not anymore, no.
Did he touch you?
Yeah.
And that was okay?
Yeah. At the time I was medicated, I had Prozac, and so while I was on that, I was okay with touching.
Do you have trichotillomania?
Pull your hair out
and your eyebrows and that stuff?
I don't... No.
No.
I mean, because Prozac usually, unless you're, they really pretty clearly weren't treating a mood disorder. They were treating obsessive compulsiveness, I bet.
Listen, if this was my kid, I'd just send her out to one of those outward bound programs. Listen, baby, start rappelling with that black guy, would you? And then fall back. Trust they'll catch you. Trust. Fall back, trust. So impressed with that game. You know what I mean? You have to trust. six weeks ago, none of these kids would have taken the Lipton plunge with just some strange folks. But now, they trust. Eh, they don't care. They're tired.
Right. They're like, they've been getting by.
Yeah, they've been running. They've been running on that rope all day. They just fall backwards. They're tired.
Right.
Yeah. No, is that really? How much does that do for your self esteem? Hiking?
Nothing.
Did people back in the day? You know, they just hiked all the time, and they feel like great about themselves. What's a rock have to do with that? You know what I mean? Just all right. All right. I'm just saying. Hey, here's the deal. Why can't there be TiVo involved with these, you know, rehabilitation?
Right.
Why do you have to go out to the forest?
Yeah, of course.
You know, why do you have to sleep on the ground to feel better about yourself or eat, you know, Dinty Moore canned stew? How about you make me up a nice sandwich, I watch some TiVo, and I feel good about myself? Inward bound. That's going to be my program.
Couchward bound.
Send me your teens. Send me your teens with emotional problems, behavioral problems. I'll put them on the sofa, watch about 9 hours of TiVo. And we'll all just eat, and everyone will fall asleep. It's going to be great. They'll be docile when I send them back to you.
So, Christina, do you have other obsessive-compulsive qualities?
I used to shower compulsively, yeah.
Right. So that's what I was sort of fishing for when you said you get sick when you touch people. What I expected you to say was you're afraid of catching something from them or something of that order.
Yeah. You know what? Do you have money?
Do I have money?
No, does your family have money?
No.
They're poor?
You live in La Cañada?
We just moved to La Cañada.
So your house had to cost $2 million.
Had to.
Well, yeah.
That's what they're poor.
Yeah, $2 million. Yeah, well, look, because you know why?
$2 million's not what it used to be, though.
Right.
There's no Mexican day laborers who have this problem. Oh, right. Can't get clean. Oh, the shovel. Who touched that shovel before me? The Pedro? Enrique? Who touched that shovel?
Oswaldo. Oh, my God.
Where's my Purell? No, poor people don't have this because it's a luxury. It's like you're stranded on some island. You're looking to survive. Oh, magically, there's none of this hand wiping and compulsive showering. This is what happens when you have money and you're smart. Your brain just starts working on stuff.
My question is, why doesn't she stay on the Prozac, which takes care of the problem?
Any sharecroppers or migrant field workers that ever have this...
They do.
This,
they get weird stuff.
Yeah, they do.
She should limit herself.
You know what they start doing? They start building fancy rituals to the corn god to make the rainfall.
So be it, but they get their ass to work. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Well, they can't. They're too busy doing their rituals.
No, I'm saying when the poor people have this, someone just smacks them with a belt, tells them to get hopping, and they just go out and work.
A belt?
Well, that's their dad, but you know what I'm saying.
Christina?
I'm just saying, magically, nobody I grew up with in North Hollywood had this disease. Nobody had anything. There was no inborn allergens. There's no spore problems. There was no mold in anyone's house. Nobody had these manias or these things.
You're too busy trying to survive.
Yeah, everyone, just get the F to work, would you? Just get busy. Start cleaning some carpets. Try not to flunk out of your class, and let's go. But that was about it. Nobody even thought, like, it wasn't an option to do this. Yes?
Yeah, you're right.
We've now made it a viable option for everybody. I think people just watch TV and go, I think that might be me. That could be me. I like to take a shower. I got a problem. I'm not going to work. I got to stay home. That's what happens. People need a little kick in the ass, a little tough love. You know what I mean?
Inward bound.
Inward bound program.
Inward bound. That's right. That's where I get my
tough
love.
I need to go inward
love.
To Christina and ask one last question.
Drew, let me ask you this. No. Let me just say this. Quiet down. Stop picking at yourself. What do you got? You got that problem too?
I got OCD, sure.
Leave yourself alone, would you? Okay.
He's been washing his hands too much.
No, Drew's just like picking and scratching.
I'm active tonight.
Like a weird dog.
Yeah,
calm down.
OCD.
Slamming stuff around.
And I'm hot too.
You know what? Menopause.
Menopause. I'm in it.
Here's the thing, Drew. There needs to be a doctor, and this could be you, where you bring your kid who doesn't really have a problem to the doctor, and they sit down, and they start evaluating, and then they start yelling, shut up, get to work, get, go, you're fine, go, Moxidil, get, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm not going to prescribe you any medication, there's no rituals to go through, just a kick in the ass and get to work.
I saw a Mad TV skit like this where the guy says, I found there's two words that are very effective and very useful. It's very important. I want you to pull out a piece of paper, write it down. I want you to write these things down. Whenever you get these panicky feelings, whenever you feel like throwing up when someone touches you, here are the two words. Are you ready for them? You ready?
Stop it! Cut it out!
Yeah.
You can. You know, we're not as insane as we think we are. And we do. We used... Well, first off...
Act as if, is what you're saying.
act as if you're sane, but there used to be a stigma that surrounded being off emotionally, and people sort of cinched up their tie and pretended like they had it together because they didn't want society pointing at them. Now, they don't want society not pointing at them.
Right.
Which has screwed everything up.
Yeah.
It used to be whatever your problem was, that was your own private shame. I mean, hell, if you were...
Where are you guys from?
From New York.
From where?
From Manhattan.
Manhattan. No, you didn't grow up in Europe or anything?
Anybody? No.
The president was
Europeans
in a...
Europeans still have that.
President was in a wheelchair and scared people would find out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have no pictures in a wheelchair. Help me out of this wheelchair. Can't let people find out I have polio. Now, you see, he'd be running on a polio platform.
Oh. American disability? Get behind me.
Yeah, come on, buddy. What are you saying? I can't be president because I can't run a 40? Come on.
I'll sue all of you.
Yeah.
For not voting for me.
That's the Americans with Disabilities Act. Let's go. Yeah. Nope. They didn't do it. Oh, it was a different time.
Wait. I got to know why Christina didn't stay on the president.
Well, see, that's your OCD.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I don't need to know.
I need to know. Christina?
Yeah?
Why didn't you stay on the Prozac?
I'm bulimic, and so
there we go. So you see?
There's another problem poor people don't have.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right, so Christina, there's a whole big psychiatric syndrome here. Are you in treatment for the bulimia?
Yeah.
All right. So, and Prozac, by the way, is good for bulimia, too. So you might want to follow direction, okay?
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Now, as a bulimic, I don't ever know what weight you are when you're bulimic.
You could be up or down.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Where are you in your weight, Christina?
I'm like 140, and I'm 5 feet tall.
All right. So you're I'm right there. I just want to know what kind of snacks to put out for my Inward Bound program. I'm a charter member. You know what I mean?
Mm.
That'd be awesome. What do you like, Funyuns or Bugles?
Bugles, of course. How dare you?
I don't know.
How dare you?
I'm going to have them
Didn't
all.
Bugles have something else that came out with them that disappeared?
I don't know, but I miss like those trumpets goddamn or bugles. I'll
they're
tell
around,
you what.
They're around.
Are they?
They surface every once in a
My
while.
My kingdom for a bugle. Go on a bugle run. The Bravery is in studio tonight. Have you guys ever had a bugle?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Bugles.
I haven't seen
awesome.
Them in a while, though.
Yeah, that's one of the better salty snacks.
Yeah.
You know the bugle is...
Michelle's never had one. I can tell by looking at her face.
Never had a bugle.
She's never heard of it.
That's a shame.
Yeah, the bugle is sort of what the trying to think. There's a lot of foods that people like I think people like an egg salad sandwich, but they would never order one. You'd never go to a restaurant and order an egg salad sandwich. You would order 1,000 turkey sandwiches, which you didn't like as much as the egg salad, but you would just never order the egg salad. I think you eat like 7 million Doritos to every one bugle, but I bet someone would like to see some bugles.
Absolutely.
Give me bugles and egg salad.
Or give me death.
You're such a patriot, Drew. We'll take a break. We'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. The Bravery. In tonight, John and Michael. The guys are going to be playing the Inland Invasion, which is coming up this Saturday at the Glen Helen Pavilion.
I was loading up my iPod today, and I was asking one of my sons fashioned himself sort of a music, knows music, playing the guitar and stuff. And I go, give me some music. Let me put something on. He goes, oh, here he hands me the Bravery thing. He goes, this is the best song of the year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Best song of the year.
Yeah. Good taste.
And you can hear it at the best outdoor music festival of the year.
He's going to, believe me.
Well, I just just heard the whole lineup ran all the way down. That is going to be a great concert. All right. We will also, you just go to www.thebravery.com and you can find out where the band is going to be. And they'll be coming to a town near you or your town. Amanda, I never say your town. Town near you. Theater near you.
Whatever.
Something's near you.
Your town's near you.
Yeah. I guess it is. Yeah. Would almost have to be. Even if you moved, your town would be near you. You can't escape your town.
We'll pay your gas fare.
Yeah, whatever it takes. Amanda?
Yes.
You're 30?
Yes.
You like to be tied up and called names, it says.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Wow. All right, slow down.
It says during sex, which is good, because if that's, at the workplace. You bitch! Yeah. That's me at my best. All right. That's weird, but not necessarily that weird. You co-core.
Did something happen to you? What's that?
I said, keep talking to me.
You're going to get some weird stuff going?
You sound weird, though. What's up? What happened to you? Anything?
Well, no, not really. I mean, just like a normal childhood and everything, but I just know that every time I have sex, I really can't get off until someone calls me names or...
You stinking whore! were you... So you were never verbally abused, physically abused, or sexually abused?
No. I mean, just typical, you know, how your mom would get mad at you and spank you or something, but not...
No, wait, now tell me about that. That's not typical.
What, well, it is.
Would she pick something up to hit you with?
No.
Would this happen all the time?
No.
You really just used 9 no's and where you could have used 2.
No.
But even like
I feel like you're singing.
Even if I masturbate too, I still have to think of someone like verbally.
Well, okay, that's you. I mean, you like rough trade. That's your thing. I mean, most girls like a little tap on the behind sexually.
She's 30. How come? Are you married?
No, I'm not.
What?
No, I'm not.
No.
Well, there's only one no. And by the way, once you get... You see, here's the thing. Once you train people to 13 or 14 no's, then one no means maybe.
Let's hear more. I think there's something under that.
Yeah. Why? Why is she
well,
not
yeah.
married?
Were you in a...
Were you married?
Actually, I was married for 6 years, yes.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
He was in the military, and he came back, and he wasn't... He kind of just came back from after the war, and he wasn't so nice, so we had to separate.
So you're with guys that are abusive. You like to be demeaned and abused.
Well,
and
do you like to be tied? I mean, you physically want to be tied up for sex?
Yeah.
And how much abuse? Like, do you want to be strangled? Do you want to be hit on the behind?
I like to have a couple marks on me. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Yeah. Something.
Were you on painkillers? You on painkillers or something at one time?
No.
No addiction.
No addiction.
All right. Let's start breaking you down here for a second. Your parents. What did your dad do for a living?
He was worked out. He was a logger.
Wow. In Pittsburgh?
No, I lived somewhere else before Pittsburgh.
Oregon or Washington, I trust.
No, it was still California.
Go ahead and tell us the city, so we don't have to, you know, flip over all the cards.
Grass Valley.
Oh, okay.
Course.
Well, I never heard of it. All right. So you lived in Grass Valley, and your dad was a logger.
Uh-huh. He must have been a tough guy.
And did he drink?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. There's no logger who doesn't drink.
Yeah.
You can't get your logging license. As a matter of fact, your profession is named after a kind of beer. Logger.
Yeah. So logging ID has to say, you know.
You know, you're in trouble.
So he's an alcoholic. He's a scary guy. He's a big guy. Did he? Do you see him do violent things when you were growing up?
No, actually, he was a great dad. He never did. He never yelled at my mom or yelled at the kids. But
he wasn't scary. But
he was scary around town. He did get in a couple of fights. He was known as a fighter. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So you have to live around all that aggression and stuff. It must be kind of scary.
I bet he was a dirty talker too.
Oh yeah.
Were you exposed to any sexual material growing up?
No.
Yeah, well, hold on a second. I don't understand how a guy is an alcoholic. He's a drunk, and he's violent, and he gets in a lot of scraps.
He's scary to be around, but he's perfectly great.
Okay. And then he comes home, and he's a CPA.
No, it doesn't work like that.
No, you come home drunk.
Come home drunk, you're scary, and everyone avoids you, and you're fine.
Something missing.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can keep mining. Amanda?
Yeah.
So we find it curious that this guy drank a lot and he brawled a lot, but then he never brought any of that home.
Well, not curious. Impossible.
We're calling it impossible.
Oh. No, it wasn't impossible.
So
I've never seen him lay a hand on my mom. He never laid a hand on us.
Well, how do you even know he was an alcoholic?
Well, he did drink a lot, but at home, and then, you know, after he wouldn't come home till like 2 in the morning or something.
Didn't that scare you as a kid?
No, actually, it didn't.
Why not?
I don't know.
You have a big, scary dad? Yeah, what you don't know is that something was happening to you, and you're just not aware of it.
But you must have heard your parents fighting all the time,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, I did hear that. No, that did happen.
All right.
And would your dad raise his voice?
No, it was my mom.
Maybe she's the violent one.
She spanked you, said, a bunch of times.
We don't know if he's actually a big, scary logger. He could be one of those tiny loggers.
No,
he could be one of those gnomes, you know?
Yeah.
They wear logging outfits.
Yeah, with the big hat.
Yeah,
big
pointy hats. Yeah, cone hat.
So, Amanda, what was your mom like?
Speaking of cones, where are those bugles? Hungry for some bugles.
Michelle's looking them up online.
Amanda?
I have some delivered here. Why you can do that?
Drew, you...
Yeah, Drew, you can't. You can barely get stuff out of the vending machine here. You think you can get bugles delivered? Amanda?
Yes.
All right.
What was mom like?
What was mom like?
Just yelling, screaming type.
All right. That's all that scary stuff when you're a kid. Having a yelling, screaming mom, a huge, scary alcoholic dad that fights in the streets until 2 in the morning. That is not a normal childhood. You know, it doesn't have to affect you adversely. It doesn't have to be devastation, but it affects you.
I think it did, yes.
At the very least, it makes you attracted to scary, yelling, abusive, demeaning guys, and that's what you like in bed, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
and
sure...
And you hook up with some of those guys, and that doesn't work out, because that's what you think of in terms of your love relationship, these scary, abusive, yelling, out of control, crazy people.
All right.
You need a little work on that. You'd be realistic about that, and maybe open up to people who are not so dramatic.
Mm. Yeah. How about some therapy, baby doll?
And you're 30. Come on.
What do you want to do?
You're 19.
Let's go now.
Let's break it down.
Let's break it down. Come on. Get a hand in. Yeah, I listen. Amanda, if you weren't so goddamn boring, I'm a moth to your retarded, boring flame. I can't stop talking to you, but you're making me angry, and that means something was done to you. So I don't know what you want us to tell you, but you're boring me to death. So get some goddamn therapy. You're 30, would you, you idiot?
All right. Time. There we go.
So I can't see you. Here's the deal. I'm sure you got a nice ass, Amanda, and I'm sure you get a ton of mileage out of that, but I can't see your nice ass. You're in Pittsburgh. I'm over here, and I know you get a ton of mileage out of doing that. I like to do a spank. I got a nice ass, but I can't see you, so you're just annoying to me. Doing us a favor by letting us help her with her stupid problems. Just go let a guy tie you up and beat the crap out of you. What do we care? Stop calling us.
123. Put that wiffle bat.
True.
It's come out right.
Yeah.
Play it for these guys so they can understand what that was.
100 micrograms of ethanol estradiol, which is...
Ethanol estradiol!
It's the progesterone. It's the levonorgestrel.
And where is levonorgestrel?
Or the norethindrone.
Put that wiffle ball back down, girl. Come in the house.
So behind. I'm sick of these kids, man.
David Allen Greer turning... chemical descriptions of the morning after pill into the names of young African American children.
Yeah. Yeah. See? It's a genius. Juan?
Juan. There we are.
What's going on?
23?
Yep.
That's up. You can hear the thing you can hear about Dave is you powering through your thing like yeah. Like when I throw my dog in the pool and it just keeps paddling and I hold its tail and it's like
it'll always be that way.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Go ahead, Juan.
All right. I just heard Dr. Judah saying something about OCD disorders and hair pulling.
Yep.
And at the time he said that, I was yanking on my eyebrows.
Nice.
Chewing on the hairs.
Chewing on the hairs.
Oh, that's another one, yeah.
Yeah, and, that's disgusting.
And Adam had mentioned that poor people don't do that.
Yeah. Oh, and
Juan's
you're
a poor guy.
Well, just because the name's Juan doesn't mean he's poor, but it helps. Yeah, let's be honest.
That's what he was driving while he was pulling his eyebrows out.
You know, welfare and stuff, so...
You're poor now, Juan?
No, I'm a little lower middle class, maybe.
All right.
Making about $35,000 a year and...
No, look, Juan, I'm not saying poor people can't have these symptoms and these problems. I'm just saying they have to go to work in the morning. Yeah. You may tug your eyebrow out while you're driving your rusted-out Vega to work, but you're driving to work.
Well, the OCD... that you're describing, the hair pulling, does respond to medication very nicely. It doesn't always respond to talk therapies or anything like that. And the eating of the hairs is a sort of a heating... It's a sort of a quantum leap up on the hair pulling.
Really?
Yeah, and it
a couple
actually,
of zeros behind it?
It makes me concerned. You have something called the pica syndrome, where you're eating people that eat ashes out of ashtrays and dirt and that sort of thing. It's a sign of iron deficiency.
No.
It may be. The point is, you should see a doctor about this because you need a blood count just to be sure.
Juan, you eat your hair? You eat the hair you pull out?
Just mainly like on my chin and my eyebrows. I'm not like pulling out the hair out of my head.
No pubic hair, Adam.
Do you swallow it?
God, no.
Oh, how dare you.
Yes, I do swallow it.
You do swallow it.
There's more iron in pubic hair.
That would be gross.
Is you're bringing up a fur ball soon. My cat...
Yeah, help with the bowel movement.
I always loved it when my cat would bring up a fur ball.
You didn't see Shrek, obviously.
Going to convulsions.
Shrek 2, rather.
I didn't see Shrek or Shrek 2.
Yeah,
no.
It was a big, huge...
You know why? Because I'm an adult.
Antonio Banderas plays a cat.
That movie's not for kids.
No,
yeah.
No.
Absolutely
the
not.
Braver and I saw it.
Oh, I see. Well,
we're man enough to admit it.
Not only your age, but your sexuality.
My yeah. preference.
Yes. All right. The Bravery is in studio tonight. We're going to take a quick break. Oh, we should hear a song.
Yes, we should. We're going to have to wait till the next break.
We've been negligent, but we'll come back. We'll hear a song from the Bravery, and we'll take more calls, and we'll do all that after this. Yeah, everybody. Flip line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. You know, whenever the Bravery's in here tonight, John and Michael. You know, I got my little rundown sheet, my little beat sheet here. It says when the band's going out on tour, and then whenever it says CD, it says the top always says the title of the CD. But if it's self-titled, it always just says self-titled. And they could just go ahead and write the Bravery. Yes. They could write CD, the Bravery. This is self-titled. Every once in a while, I get caught napping. I see self-titled. I have to look around a little bit.
Yes, yes, yes.
Go ahead and write that. You know, it was funny. I was doing a little TV show on Comedy Central, 11:30.
Well, mine's
Monday
on
through
too.
Thursday.
Mine's
Peru's on. On yeah. tonight. All right. Too late that I'm calling Comedy Central. I take calls, and the call they write on a card. They're like 23, and they write the person's name and they write the person's age. But when once in a while they don't have the person's age, so it says Lisa, and then they have two X's in parentheses, and it's like, well, first off, that means 20.
Yeah.
That's Roman numerals for 20, but if you don't have the age...
It's supposed to mean girl?
No, it just means nothing.
XX,
just
means, like two X chromosomes?
Well, true. That's the scientific mind. For me, to me, it means medium to hard porn.
right.
You know, I look for triple X. Yeah, I'll use two. You know, any port in a storm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But there's a weird thing in life, like when you don't have something, you write
you
something.
Fill it in.
Like you don't have the person's age, so you put two X's there to let me know you don't have the person's age, which makes me confused because I'm now focusing on that, wondering what that's supposed to mean or why you put it. If you put nothing, obviously, I'm not going to shout age out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So here's my new policy. When the CD is self-titled, you need to write the name of the CD no matter
Good
what
policy.
The name of the CD is.
Good policy.
Yeah?
Yeah. No, we don't have time for a song anymore.
Yes, we do. We don't?
How long is the song? Their album self-titled?
3 minutes. Let's do it right now. Right now. Here we go.
I don't know. It's kind of close, guys. I don't know.
Here we go.
What are we doing?
Song? Song.
Song?
Go.
Song. Yes. It's called...
Honest Mistake.
Honest Mistake.
Thank you.
everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. The Bravery in studio tonight. They're going to be playing at the Inland Invasion, which is coming up at the Glen Helen. Used to be the Blockbuster, wasn't it?
Then it was the Devore or some crazy.
Now it's the Hyundai Pavilion.
You got to see that place. It's huge.
It better be huge. There's going to be some great bands playing.
Huge.
Yeah?
Right, Michelle? Mm-hmm. Huge.
Drew, you'll be rocking out.
I'll be rocking out. I think I'm introducing 311, I think.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What an honor it is for you.
For me. Yeah.
For me. Yeah.
Oh, please.
All right.
Not for them.
Yeah. All right. You ready to keep rocking?
Yeah.
Nikki? 26?
Nikki?
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
I just had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I had a baby about 10 months ago, and ever since, I've had no desire to have sex. I'm just wondering if this is ever going to change. Or
are you still breastfeeding?
No, I haven't been.
Did they give you any kind of birth control?
Yeah.
What are you taking?
I was on it before I got pregnant, though, and it never affected my sex drive.
Are you having any depression or anything like that after the baby?
No.
This is very common. It usually lasts up to about a year. Sometimes getting on a different birth control pill will kickstart things.
Okay.
Have you talked to your doctor about that? Is this your first child, you say?
Yes.
First child.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is very, very common, and it's sort of nature's way of preventing you from having more children, basically, before you're ready to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Breastfeeding makes it worse. Progesterone-containing birth control pills make it worse. And it's something that's... can be treated, but it needs to be paid attention to because it can sometimes get to be sort of protracted.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Hi, Nikki.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, but good times. You know how I'm obsessed with that North Hollywood bank robbery shootout from like
I have noticed you brought that up more than a couple
ago.
Of times. You brought up the body armor, the banana clips, and especially what you've been obsessed with is the fact they were stopped well before they ever committed that crime.
Yeah.
And given back their gear.
Well, the real part I'm obsessed with is
the mom of
one of them is suing.
Again?
Well.
That got tossed out.
No, I don't think it was a hung jury the last I looked into it. Yeah. You guys know about that North Hollywood shootout?
Yeah.
Well, it should have made it to the East Coast. All these guys, I saw a whole special on it last night. That's why I'm into it. These guys robbed. Doing a takeover robbery.
Did see
of
that
a,
on the History Channel? I saw it come up on the History Channel.
Oh, yeah. But you weren't smart enough to punch it up.
I'm not
more figure skating.
More figure skating, exactly. I need to see that the last year.
Hi, I'm Dick
Grand
Buttons.
Prix.
Yeah, come on, buddy. That's real. It's a real show.
I know, unlike you, I don't like that story. It's very disturbing. I was just like, ugh.
Disturbed. Yeah, I'm disturbed by it. Like, I'm disturbed, by the Manson family.
Right.
But it's provocative.
It is.
It makes me angry at the government.
Caught my attention. I thought, it's going to upset me to watch this. I'm not going to do it.
It was frightening.
Yeah.
These guys,
they got as far as they did.
Well, they were covered head to toe with body armor. Well, actually, not head to toe. Just neck to toe. If one of those cops had squeezed off a round in one of those idiots' brains, they wouldn't have got nearly as far as they got.
Well, that's what finally happened, right? The one guy, anyway.
The one guy killed himself.
That's what they think?
Well, it's not what they think. It's what they know. The one guy put a gun under his chin, shot his head off after his, Kalashnikov or whatever he was firing, AK-47 or whatever he had jammed, and he just put the thing under his head. I mean, they had 9mm. They're always planning. I think they're always planning on killing themselves if it ever got to that. It's just the one guy ended up getting pinned down and ended up getting wounded, and that's where the lawsuit came in. But these guys, well, a couple of crazy, crazy things about this whole story. One is they got pulled over in Glendale, and they opened the trunk, and they just found all this body armor and all these assault rifles. And the rifles had been converted to full automatic. And they didn't have clips. They had drums of ammunition. I mean, they had...
You can't buy those anymore.
They had what looked like the old Tommy gun, the round cylinders, but these essentially just had belts in them. I mean, they just had... And they were not regular ammunition. It was armor-piercing ammunition. And... One of them had a rap sheet already. One of them was a felon.
Huh.
So this is, by the way, you pop the trunk. This is what the guy is in the trunk of the guy with the rap sheet. And the deal is thanks to the NRA, well, there's nothing you can do because they didn't commit a crime.
With those goods, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't do anything. There was no crime. I mean, there is a crime to have these guns, so they're going to get a slap on the hand. But you didn't catch them committing a crime. First off, that's just called good police work.
Right.
I would like you to catch these people before the goddamn crime. That's number one. Number two, open the same trunk, find a hefty bag filled with weed. You're going in, baby. You're going in big time. Why? Intent to distribute. Oh, you didn't catch me selling it. Yeah, but you had the stuff. You were gonna sell it. You can't say the same thing about the banana clips. Can't say the same thing about the police scanner. Can't say the same thing about the ski mask. Huh? And the body armor? No, and the maps? Nothing? Can't do that math? How come you get to do the drug math? How come you do the weed math? You can't do that math?
Well, weed smokers are bad. Oh, they're evil.
They're evil.
Those are bad people. Well, how dare you?
There had to be a little bit of weed buried under all those clips, though.
Would have been nice if they planted a dime bag so those guys could have done a little time. That'd be my thing. Like, if I was the commissioner, I'd be like, look, everyone, take a dime bag. Here's a joint. Throw it in the trunk filled with grenades and stuff, and that way we can actually have these guys do some real time. Yeah, so that's my whole point. My whole point in life is, why does a guy get intent to distribute if he has a shoebox full of weed, but if he has an arsenal in his trunk, that's no problem because we didn't catch him doing anything. And everyone sticks by it, too. No, we didn't. We have to catch him. No, because unless they can. No, we don't want to live in a kind of society where we don't. Yet we are in that society.
In a retarded way.
In the worst possible way. So what happened? These guys, they got a little slap in the hand. They did a couple of weeks. Then they petitioned for their guns back, and we get them back to them. You couldn't petition to get your weed back.
No.
That'd be incinerated. But you, well, and by the way, by the time you got out, you'd be so goddamn old, you couldn't hold a bong. But
for the guns, you're out in 3 weeks.
Guns, out there. They're out in a couple of months. They petition. Hey, here you go.
Enjoy.
Here's your AK-47. Here's your Glock. Here's your Mac-10. Take it all. There's probably a couple of items like, they're probably apologizing. You understand we have to keep the armor-piercing rounds and the incendiary rounds and the grenade launch. I'm sorry. Hey, fellas, it wasn't me. It's my captain. What can I do? My hands are tied. It's good luck. Hey, open the Soldier of Fortune this month. Probably get a lot of that stuff from Canada. Just do it, ship it to you. No problem. Sorry. Again, sorry for the inconvenience. They went back. They made their own body armor. They started, whipping up their own Kevlar and everything. They sewed it all up. And then they just worked out, got high on drugs and stuff. Now, they were successful before this.
And what?
They're stenographers. No, they robbed. They robbed. They were successful robbing banks.
Right.
Yeah. One of them worked at a gymboree. Come on.
They must have been good at paperwork, too. If they could petition to get all their guns back.
No, they knew how to use the system. They planned out. They had made $1.5 million robbing other banks in the area over the last year or so. And they planned it all out. They got it all worked out. They got their little timers all worked out. They did the whole thing. And just cop cars just happened to be passing by as these guys were walking into the bank. But you watch the footage. The guy's just standing there, and he's just spraying bullets everywhere. Yeah. And they're going through. They're just going through cars. They're going through body armor. They're going through everything. The cops have shotguns and handguns, and there's nothing they can do. Mm-hmm. They're just pinned down. They never got a clean shot. These guys are spraying through cinder block walls that cops. I mean, when we have armor-piercing rounds, and you have these big Soviet-made guns, they just start going through stuff. I mean, car fender's not going to stop a bullet. Neither is a cinder block wall. Neither is, some stucco or some wood or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're just spraying through everything. Everyone's just pinned down. They put 1,100 rounds into the society. They were shooting at the helicopters, shooting at people, civilians, doing everything. And the one guy's mom is suing.
Mom's going to sue.
Mom's suing.
He didn't get adequate health care.
Whose mom's suing? Which guy?
One of the criminals.
One of the guys.
Well, the one guy killed himself, and his folks aren't suing yet, but the mom...
What's the case? What's the reason?
Well, they didn't get health care there fast enough.
They didn't get the ambulance there fast enough, and he died on the ground. And when they shot, he got into a shootout with the SWAT, and he got into a shootout with the SWAT team was eight. They were 12 feet away. They were on the ground.
The SWAT was.
What happened
was... He was fighting, shooting his feet, right? That's what they're trying to get.
Yeah, he took off in a car. The SWAT team didn't mean to run into him. They essentially ran into each other. Wow. It was like one of these things where they both just looked across each other. Both their cars were parked right next to each other, and they both flew out of the car and just started having a gunfight from 10 feet away.
Hmm.
I don't know how the SWAT guys didn't get...
killed.
Hit. But anyway, they were firing underneath the cars, and this guy got hit eventually enough. He fell, and they basically just, they cordoned off the area. Mm. Then the ambulance won't go into that area, and that's where he died. Lawsuit from the mom, and she could be getting some money from the city, everybody.
If that happens, let's you and I get some armor-piercing guns and go on a little spree.
And then sue, yeah.
It was a
but hung- if he threw an ounce of weed... into the bank, yeah. You've been screwed.
It was a hung jury last I checked.
I don't want to cry wolf.
Oh, yeah, go, buddy.
But
go,
all baby. Callers get on the air tonight. If we stop talking about this, somebody actually will get on the air tonight.
It'll probably be brought tomorrow.
We'll receive, oh yeah, sure, two tickets to see Cry Wolf, which comes out in theaters everywhere on Friday, You Lie, You Die. It's about students who come up with a online fantasy about a murderer who magically comes to life and gets them all. Ooh. And everyone who gets these tickets will qualify to win a trip to see Block Party, who did the soundtrack from this movie, anywhere they play in Europe.
Wow, and they're playing a lot of places.
Be announcing it on Sunday.
And normally we don't give away much on this show.
This is a good one.
Yeah. Drew, stop fidgeting, baby.
I'm just putting it all away so I don't fidget.
Putting it away.
Moving it away.
You moved it 3/4 of an inch to the left.
In front of me.
No, it was not funny, Drew. But it's 3/16 of an inch
you moved. Easier push, right?
Don't monkey, baby. Come on now. What's up, Drew? Come on, baby. Just relax. You got to start smoking some weed. You got to chill. You know, you need to take a chill pill. Brittany?
Hello?
You're like one of those guys whose skin itches all the time or something. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
tonight I'm back because
like,
I don't run.
Uncomfortable in your own skin.
My back hurts,
just relax.
My back hurts.
Let's go, baby.
It's just the calluses.
Just draw yourself a bath and just relax. Brittany?
Brittany, it's me.
I need to put you
hey,
in my inbound program. What's happening, baby doll?
Oh, my God. I have so much to tell you.
All right.
I don't think you have enough time for me, but...
All right, well, let's keep moving then. Let me tell you what else these guys did. All right. I'm just obsessed. I'm obsessed with the fact that the hag of a mom is suing and is going to win or may have won or may have been settled out of court. Mm. You understand that, everybody?
We got to kill the attorneys that put this case out together.
Brittany?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, so basically, I've been best friends with this guy for about a year. We've been really into each other, just talking, kind of flirting, and just the beginning of the summer, we started to date. Well, when we started to date, I basically knew that he had, like, bisexual tendencies. Like, when he would get drunk, he'd be really and all of a sudden interested in the other guys. And that didn't really bother me because I was basically head over heels for this guy anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Are you following?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You could have said that in about one sentence. I was with the guy who was gay, he got drunk, he used to go after guys. Now what?
Okay, right. Well, basically, since we started dating, a few weeks ago at a party, he got drunk and he kissed this other guy right square in front of my face. No joke. 6 feet away, just kissed him. And I got pretty upset. We broke up for about a day, but I took him back because I couldn't imagine my life without him, really. I like him that much, and he's such a big part of my life. So I took him back, but then the other day, I had this big party, and he actually hooked up and slept with our other friend.
Yeah. All right.
What's your question?
What's it going to take? Are you cute? Are you hot?
I am. You know, I really...
I believe you. I believe you because you talk and talk and talk.
It's like what she's saying is important. You need to hear this.
Good-looking people are never told to shut up in this society.
It's the run-ons just, that I give it away.
Yeah, everyone just looks at them. Like, when a hot chick's in person, she's like, and this guy, man, hey, and then everyone's like, hey, bitch, would you zip it? Trying to focus
no, no, no,
here.
They're
all just like, genius, a lot of bobbleheads. Yeah, it's sweetie.
Fantastic.
No,
tell me more.
Awesome. No.
Look,
and they don't learn. They don't have the self-esteem. Their self-esteem is not injured enough.
They're always really funny, too. They think they're very funny.
Yeah, you know the biggest let me tell you the biggest blowhards in the world. I'll tell you the biggest blowhards.
Blonde girls from New York? From Newport?
No. Actually, I got to add rabbis. Yeah. Somewhere. So I don't know what happened to them, but boy, do they like to talk. Hot chicks.
Yeah.
The other blowhards are big, like, strapping guys all times. Like, the guys who people are scared to tell to shut up oftentimes. Yeah. They're either super quiet or they're blowhards.
Yeah.
And then
loggers.
Rabbis. Loggers. All right, Brittany. Oh, wait, now. What happened to her?
I don't think she had a question.
Well, look,
she's wanted to talk.
Oh, now hold on. Let me try this.
I think she was showing off.
All right, so the guy is bi.
Or he's gay. He's saying bye-bye to heterosexuality. What is your question?
Right.
Okay, well, our relation completely started out sexual. Like, the first time we, like...
Brittany, right now, what's your question? What is your question in one sentence?
My question is there any chance that we have... Do we have any chance together?
No.
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 How old's the guy?
He's gay.
He's gay. Completely.
He's gay. Well, maybe not completely, but he's going that way.
Even if it's just his right leg is gay, that's enough.
Yeah, Brittany, it's chaos. If you're with somebody who's bisexual, declares their bisexuality... And that declaration means he's not going to be monogamous. And the reality is that somebody who's that way and confused about their sexual identity more often than not is going to go.
Well,
all the way.
Not only that. Not forget about his sexual proclivity. He doesn't respect you. He's not monogamous in your relationship.
Right, that's the point. He said bye bye. He's hurting you.
I always hear that cheaters are always cheaters, but is that like the truth? Like, can he ever have a chance to change?
In his 60s.
He's going to change all the way gay.
When he commits to a guy, he will change.
Eventually, he'll start cornholing full-time, and that'll be the transition.
Yes. Hey, Brittany, please. Seriously. Okay.
You're
done.
Cute. Just go find some guy that
done
worships you, would you?
Yeah.
All right, Adam, when if things don't work out with your wife, will you give me a call then?
Well, she's over 18.
Well,
she
can actually talk before things don't work out with my wife. I mean, why put it off?
I don't want to do that. See, I'm unlike Dominic. I don't cheat. I don't do the cheating thing. But
who's Dominic?
Dominic's a gay guy.
Your
guy.
She had to drop his name.
So this is bogus.
Well, not necessarily. Maybe she just wanted to get back at him a little bit. Yeah. No, here's the thing about cheating. You don't wait till the wheels come off the wagon because then the wife suspects you of cheating. You cheat when everything's going right.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Well, that's what people don't understand. The guys bring it on when they're cheating for their wife. They make things extra good. They bring flowers.
Yeah.
That's when they bring the flowers and stuff.
Right.
Otherwise, they don't think about that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think the other sign that a guy's cheating oftentimes is working out, too. When a guy starts taking a little more care of himself.
Like, that's when women worry a guy's cheating.
When a guy, yeah.
But a guy isn't necessarily cheating when he does
that. No, not necessarily. No. Well, Drew went out for a jog tonight. You know, this old lady's listening.
Yeah. Why would you start working out if you have at least two ladies?
Yeah,
I think you're done. Sitting on the couch.
Right.
You're working out for the new chick is who you're working out for. Because... Once you're nude for a while in front of the same person, you don't care. But when you see a new person has to see a nude, you know what I mean? You know they do that thing where it's like, you only get to make a first impression once. Mm. That's what I'm saying. Same with nudity. You know what I mean? First time your crack and sack is hanging out, that pretty much just gets burnt in.
That is a great name for a new restaurant.
Crack and sack.
Hey, we got a bottomless salad bowl. Come on down to Crack and Sack. Bravery's going to be there Wednesday night, playing a full set, 7:30, 9 o'clock. Come on down.
All you can eat.
Oh, yeah. The ribs are good.
Yeah, come for the flank steak down Crack Stack.
Oswaldo's flank steak.
Come for Oswaldo's flank steak over the Crack and Sack.
All you can eat.
I got, and I'll tell you, when's the last time I had some great homemade cherry cobbler?
And coleslaw.
Make sure and order it first, though. We bake it fresh. We make our own coleslaw. We make it all on the own premises. That's right.
Bake our own breads.
You like beer? You like wine? We have one of the largest selections in South Pasadena. Come on down. Crack and Sack.
You're joking, but we're serious. We're going to open this together.
It would be a decent... You would get enough business just from the people with a good sense of humor, the super stupid people, and then the people, which would be me, the morbid sense of curiosity. What the hell? And it'd be like... God damn, this place has to be good because that is a horrible name. Like, how confident must you be? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With a name like Crack and Sick, you got to be good. That's a commercial.
That's right. I'm just imagining old miner guy. Come down to Cracker Jack.
Trap Happy Parker's Fried Chicken or Cracker Jack. Thursday night's Fried Chicken Night. Next free.
You know what the best restaurant is that nobody's done yet?
Yeah, yeah.
Me and Sam were talking about this, a singer in our band. It's called The Last Rites. And the whole thing's set up like
The Last Supper.
It's The Last Supper. What's on the menu is anything you want.
Right.
You sit down, all the chairs are electric chairs. At the end of the table is a big red phone.
That is awesome.
If the mayor calls during your meal, it's
governor.
Free.
Yeah.
Or the governor.
Yeah, yeah. The thing, and it's like a pinball machine where you get a free game, like every 20th game. Pop, you know what I mean? The phone lights up. Right. You'd have to do it enough to keep people honest.
Back.
Yeah, and then that's the thing. Now it's a restaurant that has no kitchen, though, right?
No, you make whatever you
want. Well, they make whatever you want, or you know, there's another sort of run.
And every chair has got to look like Gilligan's Island, you know, dome over the head, electric chair with the big circular.
But see, there's another weird angle where somebody says like, "I want Colonel Sanders extra crispy fried chicken, and I want a moon pie,
you get it from somewhere else.
I want a Fanta orange drink, and I want a Fresca, and I want some Bugles."
So yeah, basically, you personal have the shoppers. Internet, like personal internet shoppers there. Yeah.
Right, right. And you have a team of crazy Asians on mopeds.
Yeah.
Those little big bikes. Baskets. Yeah. Big baskets.
The priest is the hostess, and they seat you to the table.
That's awesome.
And it's a priest that wears those robes, not just the carpet, you know, the robes that flow behind.
It's the walk priest, yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Vegas, I think, would do it first.
We need
investors.
Well, you need Vegas. Vegas is good because you need a 24-hour town, you know, because you couldn't have the Taco Bell. You know, you want the Bell Beefer. Maybe I'm dating myself. But the point is you'd have to have access to just about every kind of beer, every kind of ice cream, every kind. You'd have to have the weird stuff,
like
too.
Like Las Vegas.
Yeah, wouldn't just be like, I want Coke and a McDonald's burger. Mm-hmm. This stuff could get a little exotic. You know what I mean?
All right, big call.
I don't know, Drew.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ready to take a call.
I want to talk to somebody from Northridge. Isn't that where that bank robbery was?
Last Rites.
Was that bank robbery in Northridge?
Well, it would be stupid because they called it the North Hollywood Bank
North
robbery.
North Hollywood Bank, that's right.
Yeah, it was on Laurel Canyon where I used to live.
Right.
Let's take a break.
All right, let's do it.
I'm going to steal that Last Rites idea. Wow. All right, we'll be Bravery in studio tonight. We'll be right back after this. That's Dr. Who? Dr. Drew. John and Michael here tonight from the Bravery.
And we are eating Bugles.
Somebody dropped some Bugles off.
Anyway, Moss did.
Moss did. Mm. And they're awesome. And Drew's so in love with his Bugles, all of a sudden he's become a big The Bravery fan. Because
I want to hear a song.
They're like, we need to play another Bravery. Oh, yeah, let's play it immediately.
Let's play the album. Let's finish the bag.
That's just going to be more bugle popping for you, Drew.
It's bugle popping time.
It's bugle popping time. Bugle popping.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
Just now all I could hear was mm-hmm. you eating Bugles, and it could have been the zoo. It could have easily been the zoo. That's why I was laughing. I could barely count you in.
Yeah.
Or Homer.
Yep.
They're really good.
All right. Girl. No more Bugles. One more call.
All right.
Then we'll hear a Bravery song, right? Mm. Taylor?
Hello?
I don't know if I can do the no more Bugle thing.
You're 22?
Yes.
What's up?
Adam.
Corolla.
Well, that was a gay one.
Adam's masturbating in the jacuzzi.
You're gay.
Wow.
Indeed he is.
I'm trying to replace the kids' pool game Marco Polo with Adam Carolla. You know, I just feel like, you know, 800 years is long enough. It's time, you know, it's time for a new sheriff.
New dynasty.
Yeah, new dynasty. This is something I could leave behind. You
How
know,
dare you?
Go ahead, Taylor.
Hi.
All right. It's bogus.
Yeah.
It's the only one who does a worse gay voice than Taylor is me. Because I can only go, say there, sweetie. That's my gay thing. Taylor, please.
Hello?
Oh. Here's the thing about gay guys. They don't sound novelty gay, except for my assistant. Sounds, like Christopher Lowell. But other than him.
But your assistant's playing like a character.
Yeah.
Like dresses up. Like him playing him.
No, he's a gay guy. Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. Yeah. Got that guy showing up my house every day. Gauchos that he made himself. Awesome.
I think this is the guy that pretends to be a chick, actually.
Yes, I think that's who it is.
Taylor, are you the guy who pretends to be a chick?
No, that's not me.
Okay, well, that's a horrible gay voice you're doing. And I'm offended. And as a guy who has no gay friends, I'm... Oh, wait a minute.
You have one.
I do have one gay. Friend, as a guy who has one gay friend, I am offended. I got to get a couple more gay friends.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you? We got Michelle.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're a lesbian. I don't think you're gay. I need a gay friend. I need a lesbian friend. I need one everything. So when people complain like, oh, you're racist, you're homophobic, like, what do you mean? I got a gay buddy. You get to do that.
That exonerates you completely.
Well, somehow, and it's funny because that's your argument is yeah, there's a black guy I work with and I don't punch him out every day. Like, we talk. I don't just, attack him with a sickle. It's awesome. Yeah, what do you mean? What do you mean? Racist. But then it's kind of racist to point out that you have a black friend.
That's right. It suggests you're defensive about being racist. You cultivate a relationship with somebody who's your beard.
Yeah. Well, I got David Alan Greer as my black friend.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, he's not really black enough.
Oh, he does that mama.
Well, I'll tell you, that is pretty black, yeah. And ever since he got the rims put on his Escalade, he's back in the black good graces, you know? All right, so he's good. I got Michelle, counters a lesbian friend. I do have a gay friend. I haven't spoken to him for a while. Like, reconnect there. And then I work with a bunch of Hispanic guys, so I think that's covered pretty good.
And your assistant's gay.
I'm pretty good. I have a gay assistant. Yeah, I don't think he likes me. I need an Asian.
He hates you.
Yeah. Any Asians listening want to hang out, just, give me a buzz here at the station. You know, and then I'm sort of rounded out, right?
Yeah.
Am I missing anybody?
There's no other nationalities on Earth.
No. Well, who's going to complain about me bashing the Germans or the French or something like that? I need to deal with those people. And by the way, Asian is Asian. I don't need Japan, Chinese, whatever. Just give me one. You know what I'm saying? Zena?
Yes?
Are you black?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't use you, sweetie. I saw Detroit. I saw Zena. I thought, well, you know what I'm saying? Playing the odds. Do you know any Asians, sweetie?
Actually, yes, I do.
All right, could you send one of them down?
No.
Okay, what's your problem?
I want to have a threesome with my boyfriend, and I don't know how to find somebody to do it with.
You want a girl?
Yes.
And your boyfriend is cool with this?
Do you know any man who's not cool with having a threesome with two other chicks?
Well, I was thinking is that your boyfriend, here's where my brain went. You want to have the threesome. That means you want to just destroy,
sabotage.
You want to blow up this relationship somehow. So that means your boyfriend's a super nice guy that you can't tolerate being with, and he might be the kind of guy that says, I don't know, that doesn't sound right to me. It might screw
things up. Powerful stuff, yeah.
So that's why I was thinking he might be one of those guys.
Is he Asian?
No, he's not Asian.
Oh.
But you clearly want to blow up this relationship, so enjoy.
Yeah. All right. So, Zena, you're done. Here, I'm going to give you two choices. One is you're a lesbian and you just want an excuse to be with a woman, but you don't want to admit you're lesbian, so you do it under the guise of a threesome, and that way you get to be with a woman, but it's like there's a guy there, so you're not really a dyke. Sorry, baby. It's my lesbian friend I offended. But although I think they don't mind dyke.
Michelle? Oh, yeah, she minds.
Are there any derogatory terms? What don't you like?
I don't like that.
What else?
Yeah, but what don't you like? I mean, what else don't you like? Is that it?
I don't like...
What don't I like?
Don't like...
Oh, don't like...
Love? She doesn't like love?
We're going to call you so much.
Lesbo. Lesbo might be... Okay.
All right, what works? No, okay. We'll beat this out during the commercial.
I'm in love very much.
You're what?
I'm in love very much.
No.
You're very much in love.
If you are, then you can't tolerate it.
And do you have you ever been with a woman?
Yes.
You have?
Okay.
And you liked it?
Yes.
So this is just an attempt to get that going again, huh?
And you'd like to be with a woman again?
Yeah.
What happened to you?
Why would that be a sort of hesitating answer if it's something you're seeking out, something you're motivated to do, and when Adam says, you want to be with a woman, not really.
Something's up
really.
With you, Zena. Yeah. What happened?
Well,
were you ever abused?
I'd like to be with a woman physically, not in a relationship.
Right.
Women are
actually me too.
Pretty
how do we work that out?
True. I mean, you and I, right? Come on, buddy.
Let's go.
Well, I mean, we
came on.
Yeah. So is every straight guy too, but we just can't figure out a way around it. Zena, were you ever abused?
Oh yeah.
No.
Come on.
Ever abused? We didn't hear your answer.
No.
No, but why? Why do you wait then? Why are you so angry?
Because
Here's how I know you're angry. You're making me angry. And whenever I'm angry, it means you were physically abused or something is wrong with you. You're very angry. Because the person that gives the delayed answer is the angry person. I know it. That's the one thing I've learned from being here.
No, guys.
I know she said no the first time, and then the second time she gave a three Mississippi. Where's your dad?
With his wife and children in Mount Clemens.
Yeah.
So he abandoned you?
Pretty much.
Well, all right.
It's good times.
That's good. And would you consider yourself angry?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, at least you're honest about your anger.
Now we like you more.
Yeah. It's marginal, though. did your mom remarry?
No.
All right. Can you turn your radio down, please, goofball? They were never married.
No.
So you have no relationship with your biological father?
No.
All right. Now, do you hear the pattern in the super angry people? Everything becomes like some sort of goddamn extraction process. And when do you think you might see, man? Pass. And you have a relate? No.
Yeah. And they just pull back.
Yeah. And then you have to ring them like a bar rag to get any information out of them because they're angry. And they put that out to the world. And, oh, man. The world hates you when you do that, and then you want to know why you don't get promoted, and you want to know why you don't have your friends, and you want to know why you got stabbed in the back by who you thought was your best friend, and this and that and the other, and then you get more angry, and then it gets worse. Because you become a full-blown bummer, and no one wants to be around your ass.
Well, and then you start creating chaos, too, and vortexes. Then, and,
right, oof. Right.
Like threesomes.
Zena.
Like threesomes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You are looking to blow this relationship up. I don't know what kind of environment you grew up in other than your father wasn't around, but I can hear that you're horribly angry and you're looking for chaos and you're going to find it and the relationship's going to end. So if you want to end it,
go ahead.
But she wants to blame it on the all guys want threesomes thing.
Yeah,
right,
whatever.
Yeah, well, listen, you're angry at men, you're attracted to women, it's chaotic. You want to get some therapy, or you just want to sort of blindly stumble through life and take all the crap it slings at you?
Okay.
All right, Zena.
Good times.
Go find a therapist, would you?
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
All right, not going to happen. But look, and here's the thing.
Go find a bravery song.
That's therapy.
That's the solution.
Look, don't do it for me. I don't give a rat's ass. I got a nice car, a nice house, and a dog that likes me, and 10 jobs. I'm fine. Do it for you. I know you're going to show me. You're going to show Drew. You're going to show the world. Oh, no, baby. Not for me. I'm just going to go through my life being miserable. Guess who the joke's on?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Why don't you just crap on your own living room floor and teach me a lesson? You know what I mean? Now, once in a while, you got to deal with these people because they're behind the counter at the car rental place at the airport. Right, right. They're around, but you don't have to go home to them. At least I don't. You don't have to deal with them. You know, they're not in your family. They're not in your space.
Right.
And no one's going to get any help, and you don't have to get any help, and don't listen to him, and you should just do your thing and all that. Great. Have a horrible life.
Enjoy.
We'll see you all in hell.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's hear a bravery song,
yeah,
shall we?
Please, let's go.
This one is called Unconditional. just eating bugles, pounding bugles and talking to Bravery during the break.
Hammering bugles.
Drew actually busted a mortar and pestle out from the trunk of his car. He's a doctor. He has one. He just mashed up a whole sack.
And injected it.
Put some water in it and mainlined it. Yeah. Actually injected an entire sack of bugles into it.
Actually, I fed that NG tube up my nose and down to my stomach. Just
I just did a sack rectally. Anal shotgun.
I didn't know you were going to talk about that.
Well, here's what you do. You take the bugles. You just take the regular sack of bugles. You put some warm water in it. You shake it up until it dissolves. And then just go ahead and ram a ballpoint pen and shove it in your ass. And boom, you just take the whole thing up there.
Ready-made. It's like, you know, like those
Fleet enemas. Yeah. Yeah, I was eating them, and you know, orally while I was actually receiving it anally. Awesome.
This actually reminds me of a question that I have to ask Dr. Drew.
Go right ahead.
On our tour bus, we have we heard a rumor of the, I think it's called the vodka tampon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tampon.
Tampon.
Yeah. Where you soak a tampon in vodka, then kind of just shove it up your ass.
Mm-hmm. People take alcohol rectally in various means.
Is that sweet?
Is it sweet? I don't know if it's sweet or sour, but it works.
First off, if I'm going to take...
How do you get a limp, wet tampon up your A?
Mm. You got to dilate. Yeah. Warm compress. I mean, I don't know. What do I know? What am I, gay? I'm no gay. Come on, Drew. Do the math. But we don't put an ice cube up your ass.
But people do alcohol enemas and things like that because it's more rapidly absorbed.
Well, I'll tell you what you don't want to do if you're going to do vodka tampon is don't bother spending money on the top shelf stuff like, you know, the Stoli and that. You go right for the Smirnoff and... You know,
you mean top shelf alcohol?
No. Your ass doesn't know the difference. you know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe yours doesn't. How dare you?
There's a discriminated.
I thought maybe you were going to skimp on the tampons, which.
Oh no! You want to buy the good stuff. Only go with the big names. All right, we need to take a break. Let me say a couple of things that we did. I was talking to Bravery about how angry that last caller was, and. We figured out that angry people do everything slowly. They answer, you know, it's one Mississippi, two Mississippi, and then you get one syllable. And it's all meant to sort of frustrate and do that.
Just make you wait for them.
And I pointed out, who crosses the street the slowest out of anybody? The angry people. Mm-hmm. Actually, people that are happy sort of break into jogs as they cross streets.
Oh, no, you didn't.
And angry people, yeah, well... I got to say one thing about the brothers, fastest people on the planet, not the fastest pedestrians often.
Yatch!
But anyway, it's interesting math if you work it out. But the point is the more angry you are, the slower you walk in front of that car.
Well, and, you know, you're angry, everything's F you.
Yeah.
Everything.
Here's a question. What do angry people do when they trip on the street? Because I feel like maybe it's just the happy people that kind of turn into a jog and run it off.
Right. Oh, you mean when you get that Charlie horse or something, you got to run it off?
You call the police and an attorney.
Right.
When you're angry.
Oh, When this, I know we got to take a break, but Chencita?
Chencita?
You're 30?
Yeah.
You want to be my token Asian friend so I can make Asian jokes and then point out that I have Asian friends?
Sure, you can use me.
Here's the problem. You're a chick, and people just think I'm trying to F you.
Number one.
Are you cute?
Yeah, I'm cute.
She could be a professional, though.
Who is number one?
You an accountant, attorney, or something?
What? I can't hear you both.
Okay, hold on a second. Here's the problem. I can't have a hot Asian chick as my only Asian friend so I can make off-colored Asian jokes.
You've already got Minka.
That's my point. You know what I'm saying? You can't have a hot chick because people are like, oh, of course you're friends with her. She's hot. You want to get in her pants. See what I mean?
So the hotness trumps race.
Yes.
In all cases, probably.
Almost all cases. Yeah. I need unattractive people of these races. I'm sorry if I wasn't clear about that. You understand?
Heavy set
is nice, and I need male.
You need male. Well, we got to talk to her some more, though.
Because if a guy had a hot Asian chick next to him, it wouldn't be like, he still could be racist.
He wouldn't get credit, yeah.
He wouldn't get credit.
So you have to talk to her about some of the things that you might raise.
Well, maybe she's got a heavy set older brother or something.
Yeah, we'll talk to her.
All right, hold on. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this.
Hey, it's Loveline. All callers tonight. We'll manage to get on the air because I got to get this in.
11 years on the air with this guy.
We'll receive tickets
to
see Crywolf, group of students who set up an online fantasy about a murder that comes to life and he kills everybody. It's actually a scary movie.
It is?
Yeah, and Katie Kirk was promoting the hell out of it this
morning.
Did
you see it?
I've seen a lot of the previews where it looks good. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, it really does. Everyone who gets tickets, all you for 18 or older who get on the show tonight, that will win tickets to see Block Party. You have qualified to win tickets to see Block Party anywhere they play in Europe. They did the soundtrack. Mm-hmm. This Friday, You Lie, You Die, Cry Wolf in theaters everywhere.
Mm. There you go. All right. Let's, anyway, we got to keep moving.
Yeah.
What the hell name is that? Yeah.
Aren't you offended by Adam's...
How do you say your name?
Chansita.
Oh, all right.
What kind of name is that?
The ocean.
Mm. Laos.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know if that... I guess that works. What do you do? What do you do for a living?
I'm unemployed right now.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
Yes, yeah. I can hang out with you every night.
Yeah. What do you do? Dental hygienist?
No. Actually studying for my real estate license.
Really? All right. All right. Do you have an older brother that looks more Japanese that could... It was heavy set. You could hang out with me?
Yeah. He's 32. He lives in Carlsbad.
Okay. And it's important to have a good ethnic name, too. So, you know, when
His real name is Saria.
Could be confused for Mexican, though. I need, like, Chung Hua. You know what I mean? No, I don't need any Sans or Tom.
He can speak some impression, I'm sure.
Okay, but then he's not going to be there in person all the time. Mm. You know what I mean? All right. Thanks, Chansita. Your heart was in the right place, but between the Laotian stuff and the brother with the crazy name, I don't think it's going to work for me now. It's not a fit.
Yeah,
you know, maybe in the future.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah, maybe in the future. All right, Drew. Who else? Who's been on hold for a long time? Would you say hi to this guy, Kenneth? Kenneth.
Hello.
You're 19.
Yeah.
You're not Japanese, are you?
I could pretend if you want.
What's your question?
That's offensive. What's up?
I guess I'm kind of a klepto, and more than just that, I really don't treat people like people. I feel I lie. I really don't get attached very much.
Okay. Well, that's a bad way to go through life.
Horrible way to go through life. High risk for addiction with that stuff.
And not just, you know, people think, well, it's a bad way for people who are around you to go through life, but it's really just you.
Oh, yeah, it's bad for everybody.
So, I've been saying it all night, but how about you get a little help?
Kenneth, the only way that... you really talk about building the capacity for empathy, the capacity to experience other people as people with agentive experiences of their own.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that happens with the intensive, long-term interpersonal experiences, like a residential program for a year or two.
Really?
Yeah.
All right,
and
babe.
I hope it's not the county jail, because that's where some people get that treatment.
We'll take a break. We'll be back after this. That's it, The Bravery, everybody. That's the name of the CD. You probably already have it, but go out and grab another one. Christmas is coming up, you know, you got to get gifts for people. Sure, you cool? Cool. All right.
Ready to go.
Thanks, guys. Good seeing
you
again.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good luck on the tour. And until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
Adam had mentioned that poor people don't do that.
Yeah. Oh, and
you're the
poor
guy.
Well, just because his name's Juan doesn't mean he's poor, but it helps.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.